With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here again with J.G. John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church, Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Thursday. The focus is my neighbors.
This winter on the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, I am marked by your name. May all who see me today know that you are my God and give glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time and space. Jesus, you are the bread of life. I'm hungry for something more, but nothing else satisfies. I come to you empty and in need. Jesus, you said, whoever comes to me shall not hunger, whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Lord Jesus, all I want is you. I come to my God humble and sober-minded as I confess my sin. My God, why am I jealous of others when they have what I want? I compare and compete. I treat friends as rivals, neighbors as competitors. I'm discontent with my lot in life and desiring of theirs. Free me from rampant selfishness. Forgive my jealous eyes. inspire in me celebration for my brother and my sister. You have given me the best things in my life, and I want your best for my neighbor. No rivalry, no conceit, only love. Forgive me, Lord, and transform me.
Our reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 56. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass a saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Our meditation today is on the word funeral, and was written by Grace Herzog. As a kid, I couldn't grasp the concept of death. The closest I came to attending a funeral was when my fish, whose name was Mr. Cutie Patootie, died. We buried him in the backyard, and my mom told me he was swimming up with all the other goldfish in heaven. Death had very little meaning to me. Even a few years ago, death seemed like something I never really had to confront or worry about. Yet on November 29th, my perspective on death changed in a way that I will never forget. Because on November 29th of 2020, my 18-year-old cousin Trey passed away. His death was untimely and unexpected, and I didn't even get to say goodbye. A week later, while I was sitting in a pew witnessing Trey's funeral for the first time in my life, death seemed absolute. Hearing Trey's life laid out in obituaries made me question everything I had ever known about the world, about my life, and about the goodness of God. Funerals remind us that the one inevitable during our life and all life on earth is its end. It's a scary and surreal and downright chilling thought. But I think acknowledging the reality of death is what makes our faith all the more astonishing. Our faith in Jesus Christ enables us to have life after death. It allows us to spend eternity with the Lord in heaven. It's this hope that helps us face funerals and death head first. We know where our final resting place lies. So now, each time I'm reminded of Trey, through Easter eggs we used to dye together, or the sweatshirt of his I own, although I feel initial sadness, his death does not sting as much as it used to. Trey's death has been swallowed up in victory. And one day, when I too witness the Lord in all of his glory, like Trey is now, I'll see him and fully grasp how little power death has on Jesus Christ. We pray. Lord, in my sorrow, lift me up. Remind me of how little death has on you and your goodness. Remind me of your ultimate power, thanks to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you have been the bread of life to me in my life. You have been nourishment. You have been sustenance for me. And now I pray that also for my neighbors. Lord, I pray that you would give daily bread to all those around me, for my immediate geographical neighbors, those right next door, I pray, Lord. Lord, I pray for my community, my neighborhood association, my town, my city. Lord, I pray for neighbors who are hurting from broken families, from addiction, violence, abuse, poverty, sickness, injustice. Lord, I pray that you would give me the eyes of the Good Samaritan, not to walk on the other side of the road, but to see and to help my neighbor in need. Lord Jesus, you are the bread of life. And I pray that you too would be bread, sustenance, and life for all my neighbors. Help me to serve them this day. In Jesus' name, amen.